When Sutton Council decided to introduce the Heart of Hackbridge scheme, the idea was to make the area a safer, greener and more pleasant place. The £1.4 million makeover, however, left residents feeling short-changed. They claim the roads near Hackbridge Primary were actually made less safe as old markings were replaced by new informal greenway crossings. A new roundel was also criticised as no one knew how to give way due to its confusing design. The council is in the process of rectifying the concerns raised. Lord Chris Holmes's report also found that in general, over a third of people actively avoid shared space schemes, and 63% of those who have used such schemes rate them as poor. Kingston Council had the same problem when it introduced its £3 million greenway scheme on Tolworth Broadway. Designed to make the area safer for walkers, it ended up making it less safe by removing the pedestrian crossings and installing confusing greenways across the busy Broadway. This left drivers confused as to whether they were meant to stop or not, as there are no formal markings. We're told the pedestrian crossings will be making a comeback. The situation in Tolworth echoes one part of Lord Holmes's report, which says people referred to the schemes as frightening, intimidating and dangerous. One listener who contacted us after she was nearly hit by a car while crossing Tolworth Broadway says she assumed the green walkways meant pedestrians have right of way. That simply isn't true. It's down to the driver if they choose to stop or not. A similar scheme is currently being proposed for outside New Malden Station. Over 100 shared space schemes were looked at for the Hackbridge report in March. So, the message to other councils looking to implement such schemes in the future to unify drivers, cyclists and pedestrians? Perhaps they should take a read of the report first.